and still we go on. United! Tranmere are going up! Mellon's mission accomplished!
Oh, what a goal! Nick Henry, who scored a fantastic goal to beat West Ham in the FA Cup, has done it again for John Aldridge's team. What a start for Tranmere!
Swinging free kick and a chance here for Kelly. He scored!
David Kelly! Tranmere a level against all the odds!
Jennings. There's the cross. Forwards! In! In for Tranmere! James Forward! What a joy for Tranmere Rovers! Inside the final 10 minutes! What an effort from the Tranmere! It might just be enough to take them back to the promised land of the Football League!
This is Buxton. Away from Backinson. This is Pringle. Now Caprice. Caprice with the cross. The header! It's in! It's Connor Jennings! Tranmere Rovers, whose double dip led to their world caving in, could be getting back to where they were in double quick time.
Right then, folks, what's happening? We are back once again on the This Is Tranmere podcast, the first ever Tranmere podcast, not the official one anymore. I didn't want to be it. We said, sling your hook, Tranmere. And it's what we've been saying recently as well, because the podcast panel are here and the boys are back in town. JQ?
Good
out
evening.
Out
good
on
evening.
Tag? Are we?
Aye.
Ah, good. Good.
All good. Good.
Yeah. Paul Harper?
Hello.
He's here from his ivory tower. His solid gold microphone. In Warrington, ridiculous. I'm not here, but I'm here too. I'm here, but on Twitter at Jake Keogh, double H still, Jake?
I haven't been on my Twitter for ages.
You've been slacking, aren't you, on your socials? At Paul Harper 82, Paul?
Correct.
Yeah, see, I'm still, look at me, Jake, still professional, one take, they call me. At This Is Tranmere as well. Do you know what we should probably do? Because Jake hasn't been on for a while. Why don't we just give Jake the floor for his thoughts? This could be a new segment. Forget Jake's journey. This can be, ladies and gentlemen, this is Tranmere. This is Jake's thoughts. And that was Jake's thoughts, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with more.
But no, I think...
You haven't been on the season, I think, Jake, have you, since pre-season? So what have you made of the season? Yeah, season in total?
Well, if you talk from August until the 11th of... November, the Forest Green game.
Oh, the good old days.
Then I really, really, really I thought it was coming again, and I thought we were going down. I sort of braced myself for impact and thought, yeah, I could deal with that. We'll win a few games in the National League at least.
Yeah, Bruce Willis is already on the meteorite at that point, wasn't he?
Yeah. And then we beat Forest Green at home, which we could really do with having another Forest Green at home kind of game. To be fair.
Yeah, we've got, unfortunately, Stockport at home, isn't it?
Yeah, we beat Forest Green at home, and Stockport at home's a little bit more difficult, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And then we only lost one between then and the 6th of January. And all of a sudden, I went from thinking, do you know what? I never thought we'd, a lot of people saying to me, like, could you push for the playoffs? And I still never really thought that was going to happen. It would have had to have been, like, an incredible run. But I've said to everyone who's asked me, like, we are completely clear of, touch wood, completely clear of relegation now.
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
I'd have snapped your hand off for that before that Forest Green game. It felt like whoever lost that Forest Green game was guaranteed to go down on the 11th of November. So if we'd have lost that, I'd have ripped us off. Obviously now I think we've got a 14-15 point gap. We're not going to get caught by Sutton or Forest Green. And honestly, I would have just snapped your hand off for that then. I think... There will be a point between now and the end of the season where we put a few good results together again at some point. Because I do think Atkins has definitely got us going the right way. So I'd probably now predict like maybe a 12th. Because some of the losses since that Barrow game have been a bit harsh, I've thought. But that's football, isn't it?
It is. That's Tranmere for you. The 97th and was it 98th and a 95th minute winner, including last night and the Barrow game. Like you say, did you watch it? And I don't think we did. I thought we deserved to win on Saturday and we lost. So
the Doncaster game.
I thought we deserved to win that game. We were by far the better side. Do you know what it is, Jake? And we've said this all season, really, is especially even under good run under Adkins, it's quite clear to everyone. It's up front attacking where we are lacking. Do you know what I mean? I think the defence has been good. They had the spell where they weren't good. Turnbull and Davis have shown over the last, certainly this year, the turn in form. They're two really good centre-halves for this level. But, like the Doncaster game showed it. We've gone all season on about the Norris thing and him being injured. But you put him in this team, and I just think it gives us a different outlet. I think you'd see much more. You know, Apps has obviously fell off a little bit. He still had a great game on Saturday. He still, you know, he should have scored last night. Should he have squared it to Saunders? We'll get to that. But he's still, you know, probably our best attacking threat. But like you just think with Norris in there, that would have given us. I think we would have picked up. Over the last, like, you know, six games where it's been not best results, you put him in that team, I think we pick up an extra minimum 4 points over the last six games. Paul, what did you think of... we should probably go over last night. No, then, Paul, what did you think of it? Were you there, Paul?
No, I wasn't there.
Fair weather fan. Couldn't handle it, could you? Can't cope. Do you watch it?
I've seen the highlights.
Highlights.
Yeah.
Well, what have you made of the last six games, really, then, Paul, since we last came on here? And you cursed us.
Let's get the elephant out of the room, eh? It's all my fault.
Okay, wait, then. This is another segment we do every time, Paul. This is Paul Harper's monthly apology.
It's all my fault, sorry. Matt doesn't take any blame.
No, of course not. Why would I? Not when you can be the fall guy, Paul.
Yeah. We did do a podcast before that Barrow game when we were in really good form, and then it's not been as good since then. But I think, like you said, defensively we've been really solid. But Saturday and last night, I would argue, a few sort of defensive errors have costed goals. And those have led to sort of defeats, and then you get onto a little bit of a negative run. And we spoke last time, Matt, didn't we, about momentum and having that positive momentum going forward, which could have took us potentially close to the playoffs. I think that pipe dream is blown out of the water now. But
yeah, we had it then, didn't we?
Yeah, and if we could have kept that going, then obviously, you know, it might have still been a slight possibility.
Yeah,
but now we've got a little bit. Going the other way, where we've not won for, you know, two or three games, and it's looking a bit more difficult. But I think we are where we are. We're an inconsistent mid-table League Two team, and that's the brutal reality of it. And albeit everybody expects us and maybe hopes that we should be pushing for promotion, but when you look at some of the budgets and some of the players that are at other clubs, like your Stockports and Wrexham and Crewe and all the rest of it, and you look at the budget that I would suspect that we're on, we are kind of where we are. And it has been inconsistent, albeit we had that lovely run of 10 or 12 games where it was going really well. The rest of the time it's been sort of very up and down. And you know, from what the games I've seen, we do look solid, but like you say, we don't look as big a threat as we need to be in front of goal. And
no.
Norris obviously being out, and Christian Dennis, whatever's going on with him, I don't know. But sticking the ball in the back of net is what it's all about. And you know, when the likes of Connor Jennings and Apps aren't scoring, we seem to have a lack of goals from the rest of the team, and nobody's really stepped up to kind of take that burden away from those two players and chipped in with enough goals. Really, that's the crux of it.
It is, isn't it? Connor Jennings has looked tired the last couple of games for me. As in, he's ran himself into the ground this season for us. And, you know, I think Apt has come in and might be, I think Apt is going to be young player of the season, really. And I think Connor Jennings has to be player of the season. McGee, you could maybe argue, is up there, as in not really put a foot wrong. But for what Connor's done in his second spell, considering what he's previously done for us and considering what's happened to him in his, you know, personal life and his health, to come back, and we all thought, we've said this in every pod, we all thought, oh, we'll be off the bench, you know. He'll be here for a year, and then he may drop back down. Player of the season. Leading scorer, I think, as well, isn't he? Pretty sure. I mean, yeah,
double figures.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. What a guy.
I was going to touch on that, as you've just said, that with everything. Obviously, first time around the club, obviously, is what it is. It was absolutely incredible. We all know about it. And the stuff he's been through in his personal life, awful. We all know about it. He is such like an amazing lad, and to come back and see him, obviously we're now 15th, I think it is, in the league, so or 18th, so it's not the same success, but for him to come back and succeed performance wise and be one of the standout players in the team, of yeah, it's not been a great team, but for him to have come back in and not just be like a little bit part player and be a standout again as he was last time we had him, is really like heartwarming. Joe, that's one of the positives you take from what's been otherwise a very neither here nor there season, that Connor's come back in and is absolutely smashing it in comparison to where we all thought he was going to be and the Connor Jennings we thought we were going to maybe get.
Yeah, I mean, you'd argue, Jake, wouldn't you, that the impact he's had this time round is even greater than the first time. And the first time he was part of, you know, the team that got us, you know, back into the Football League and then into League One. You know, scored the winner in the League Two playoff final, and, you know, the story of coming off his hospital bed to set up the winner in 2018. And somehow I would even say that this season has been even more important, because without him, especially in those dark days, when we just looked like, at one point you were like, "How we're not going to win another game this season." You just couldn't see it, could you, with the way we were playing and the way we were lining up under doors, and that you just thought that we're finished here. What are we going to do? And even then, he was the standout performer every single week, week in, week out. What a guy. Can we get a statue made of him?
Do we?
He needs one, and yeah.
There's a picture of him running off with his arms out after scoring that header. That's the pose for the statue.
Jake, I'm looking at that right now. I've got a massive canvas of that in my office. Yeah, and I keep thinking,
the picture I've got on my mind.
Yeah, I know
exactly which picture you've got.
I need to get him to sign that, actually. Well, he's here next year, isn't he, as well? He signed an extension. Didn't he? Yeah. Oh, sure. I've got like 18 months to get down to there.
Yeah, you've
got time. And I live near now, don't I? I can nip down to the training ground. And from my previous time when I've been there, there's no security there stopping anyone just getting in. Last time I went down there to meet Norris, I just was like, messaged him, like, how'd we get in? He went, just come in, like, there's no one stopping yet. Just park my car and walk to the campus. Yeah, I could have. I literally was like, "This." He went, "Oh yeah." I was like, "Surely there's going to be someone. We're a professional football team. No wonder we had such a bad start of the season. Any opposition, forget Bielsa, sneaking, you know, with his binoculars at Leeds,
yeah, spying on
Frank Lampard's Derby. Just walk in to the campus.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, do you want a cup of tea? Get him a cup of tea." He's a scout. He's a scout for Stockport. Get him in. Oh, it's Dave Challoner. Oh, extra. Get ridiculous. But yeah, someone set me up. Someone tell Connor that he needs to sign my. I might actually have a small version for him that he can have as a gift.
I feel like we just need to quick mention that this is Matt talking about his personal experiences, and he is in no way advising for any fans listening that you should just walk up to the training ground and let yourself in. As much as you would have success, we are not advising as a podcast that you should just walk into the changing room.
That's the disclaimer, isn't it?
Well, speak for yourself.
Just in case you're...
There's a barrage of abuse and, you know, a mass riot at the training ground after our next defeat.
Oh, if we were like the ultras.
Whenever that may be.
The ultras at like Lazio.
we've all
heard the front doors are locked at Solar Campus. We'll just let ourselves in.
He probably don't even lock it at night, do they?
Well,
do you know what?
So, I have a story about that.
Oh, God. Paul, go on. Paul Harper's story time. Another segment?
Well, yeah. A few weeks before I left, actually. But I was working in the training ground in one of the offices, just minding my own, editing probably some videos and stuff with the press conferences. And then I heard a couple of beeps from downstairs. And I thought, oh, that's a bit strange. So I went, had a look around, and my movement set off a massive, loud alarm. because obviously somebody had locked up, set the alarm. In this case, Mr. Mike Jackson, thanks for that. And I was about to drive off, and I'm sort of screaming at the door saying, help, let me out. So yeah, he came and unlocked the door, gave me a bollocking for doing my job.
Oh yeah, you were in the wrong there.
Being on site,
he wasn't in the wrong. You were in the wrong.
Yeah, yeah, gave me a bollocking and a stern, you know, the stern stare that he used to give everyone. And yeah, so I did manage to get out, but I could have been there for well, I could have still been there now.
God help you.
But just going back to Connor Jennings after the slight segue there, I spoke before about inconsistency, and the one thing you know you're going to get from Connor is consistent. You know exactly he's going to give 100%. He might not be brilliant every time, and he's, you know, he might give the ball away a few more times than the song suggests.
Wow.
But you know, you know you're going to get 100% commitment, endeavour, graft, and you will get touches of quality because that's what he brings as well. But yeah, he's been fantastic. I don't think anybody expected him to play as big a part as he has.
Unbelievable, Paul.
But that's credit to him. But it also speaks a lot about the rest of the team, if we're completely honest.
Yeah,
you always manage to take a negative out of the positive, don't you, Paul Harper?
Oh,
just
yeah.
Paul
would complain about winning the lottery, honestly.
He would, wouldn't he? Too much money.
Drama. And that's why Mike was so annoyed at him. Paul stayed up there on purpose. Mike was walking around saying, anyone here walked in, Paul's probably hid under the desk.
Yeah, camouflage gear.
This would be a great bit of drama. I can be involved.
Typical PH, isn't it?
Just me, Matt, all the time.
Makes me physically sick, he does. His arrogance.
Anyway, moving on.
Well, what do we think then? I mean, the last six games has been, I think four defeats, or last seven games is four defeats, one win, I think, two draws. The win was away at Grimsby. It's my cup of tea. Stockport home on Saturday, nice easy game, top of the league, flying, loads of money. If anything, for the way...
They get beat last night, though.
Yeah, by Crewe at home as well. I mean, in a weird way, I think this is the best possible game for us because it's going to be a full away end. We should have a decent amount in. It should be a good, 7,000-8,000 in. Similar to Notts County on New Year's Day, which I think was the best performance of the season, probably the best game I've seen this season. And they are a good side. And we owe them one because I've never seen us roll over like we did away at them back in, I think it was September. I know we had Saunders sent off for being an idiot. But we just, I mean, the phrase didn't lay a glove on them doesn't even do it justice. It was pathetic, that game. They're going to come to try and beat us. And we seem to be better when teams do that. But I do think there's a couple of lads in this team. Another problem maybe we've had is that I think almost some of the players have been like, well, I'm starting this game. The team's almost picked itself in many positions, hasn't it, over the last like couple of months. I thought Kieran Morris was poor last night. Apter wasn't great, but still offered the thing. I thought Hawks, when he came on, was poor. I thought Connor Wood was poor. I'm a big fan of Norris. I thought he was brilliant against Notts County and didn't deserve to be dropped. And I think after Wood, I think he had a poor game. He's done well for us. I like him, but I thought he had a poor game last night. I would bring someone like Norris back in for his pace, his attacking outlet on Saturday. Is Walker fit? I thought we missed him last night. McLear didn't have a good game. I think Hendry looks a better player when he's alongside Walker. Let's not even talk about Paul Lewis. I mean...
No surprise we were winning when he came on, by the way.
Fuck me. I haven't swore yet on this podcast, and look what he's done to me. I'm just fed up of him. I wish him no ill will. I wish him no physical harm. I hope he has a good life. And, I presume he's got a family. Hope it's a lovely family. I've got a lovely, but please, I hope he never plays another second for this football club. I've never seen what he offers. He's had a couple of little spells where he's done all right. It's like a false 9-10 up front-ish. But if he's on his good, decent money by all accounts, which is why we couldn't shift him on loan or not, and because he knows he's never getting this wage again, then let's focus, forget about him. Okay, that's it. Don't bring him up again, either of you. Okay, Paul, especially you. What are you thinking then ahead of Saturday? A really tough game, but one that, a result there, and it turns everyone, it turns fortunes around. Everyone's positive again. And we can kick on, but a defeat and we're really in, it'll be three on the bounce then. It's a real big game for both sides.
I'll be honest, I've got a weird glimmer of hope based on the fact that I really wasn't expecting us to get anything out of Notts County at home on New Year's Day. Where you were saying about we're a bit better when teams want to come at us, Stockport are going to do that. And hopefully if we can set up and play in the same kind of way we did the County, where we just try and go blow for blow with them, maybe we can get some. Because as I say, I really, going into that New Year's Day game, I thought these are a good side, we could be in for a bit of a drubbing here.
They looked a good side, didn't they?
Even during the game they looked like a good side. They're relentless, aren't they? They were non-stop. I was really impressed / surprised with the corners. Every single corner short.
Yeah, they never whipped it, did they?
They want to get the ball. But it was almost like it was short because they were in a rush to get the ball back in play. And they constantly, the throw-ins are quick. They constantly want the ball in play and they want to be getting at you. And they sort of don't give you 2 seconds to stop and think. And we dealt with that really well with a team. I know Stockport aren't necessarily going to do the same thing, but we dealt with a team coming to Prenton Park and really wanting to go and try and put us to the sword. And hopefully Atkins can set us up in the same kind of way to do it again this weekend. Maybe it's not likely, but I'm not writing us off this weekend, that's all.
What about you, PH? Paul Positive Harper.
Is that my name?
It is for the next 20 seconds until you debunk it.
Yeah, it will be until he says 4-0 Stockport in about 20 seconds.
So I totally agree with what Jake's just said. And I think their style is they're going to want the ball, possession. And I think something that Atkins mentioned in his post-match last night is that we're good on the counter-attack. I do think that if we set up well and nice and organised and don't concede an early goal, which is key.
Clean sheet would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, just try and sort of keep them at bay and keep them frustrated as long as possible. There's always that opportunity to, knit the ball back. And I know that there's a lot of pressure on Robbie Apter and probably, as I said, states the depth of the squad or the quality of the squad, but someone like him on the counter-attack, beating one or two players and whipping one in, that could be the key to getting the better of Stockport on the weekend. But obviously it's going to be a difficult game, but like you said, off the back of two defeats, this could be the best time. Best team to play, to come up against, a real good test. The players have got to be up for it, up for the challenge. I think there was a little bit of, we didn't win the battles, did we, simply last night? We got out-fought and out-fought. That can't happen on Saturday, otherwise we'll get played off the park. But if we're up for it and, we can get the ball to, those key players, Morris, Apter, Jennings, and I think we could cause them a few problems, but like you say, it's got to be different to the game at Edgeley, which was a total disgrace.
also the return of Ethan Bristow on Saturday.
Forgot about that.
And do you know what? He's obviously, we all know what he does. I think he's incredible going forward. But fullbacks are incredible going forward, leave spaces. And our squad, our setup should know enough about them, hopefully, to maybe try and exploit that. Obviously, we have got then the flip side of you've got to worry about defending against him because you know he's going to bomb on. Done it for us, and he is very good at it. That's what got him to move. But if we can somehow defend against it, especially with the way Robbie Afton likes to drive forward, there's a gap to try and burst into, hopefully.
That was my hope, Jake, that, you know, that they'll, we seem to do better against these teams that try and come at us and play football, you know, and have a go, and it creates like space for us to go and hit them with the pace of Apter and maybe Saunders on the break, so like Notts County, so hopefully that happens.
That'd be nice. It'd be nice. But I think, because as I say, I think a few of our results recently have been felt maybe harsh on us and maybe felt like we could have had more out of the games. So sometimes you need a bit of, when you've dropped points in games you maybe shouldn't have, it sort of comes back full circle and you end up taking points against teams who you really weren't expecting it from. And hopefully that's going to be the case on Saturday, because I'm not, my head's not expecting anything.
No.
But my gut tells me we'll get something.
It'd be nice, wouldn't it, to, you know, again, it's just not stopping the rot, because it's not really a rot, is it? But just turn the, you know, get back on track is more what we need to do. Get back on track, get a win against a good side, the top, you know, team at the top of the league. But like, again, I've not seen, I mean, you look at Mansfield last night, 9-2, was it, against Harrogate?
Yeah.
It looks like they might finally, after, you know, God knows how many years, get out of this division this year. It looks like they're coming into form at the right time. I mean, we went there. I thought we should have beat them. And that was when, you know, it was right at the start of the Adkins proper, you know, permanent run. The Mansfield fans have been the best team they've seen all season down there. And we should have won that game. We Saunders missed some real chances in that. And I think Jennings missed a couple. Oh, Jolly, it was Jolly and Saunders won it up front. But, and the, yeah, it's mad. I haven't seen anyone in this league. It's just a shame that we've been so poor for so long in this season, because I haven't seen anyone, you know, who's really impressed me. I thought Notts County were good and we beat them. You know, Mansfield obviously are playing well, but there's not much. Just, you know, you look at the teams at the top, and when we've been decent, like in the last couple of months, or certainly not as bad as we were, we've matched most of them. And, you know, again, you stick Norris in that team, and I just think, you know, Apter out wide, you know, Morris out there, Hawks can come on if need be. We would have had a chance at sneaking up there, but I mean, it's gone now, hasn't it? 100%, we'll be 10 off with 15 to go. And now it is just about 100%, get to 50 points, get mathematically safe, and just try and look ahead to next year. And try and, you know, I'm not sure, I haven't got the stats in front of me of who's here next year from the squad. We could probably go through it-ish off the top of our heads, I think. McGee's here, isn't he? Is he signed? He's had an extension, hasn't he?
Yep. I'm out of this. I don't really know.
He triggered one, didn't he? He did a post, like Connor.
Yeah.
It was him.
Yeah, he's here for another year or two.
Davis, another one? Is he here next year?
Did he, are we all agree?
He did, didn't he? Yeah, he signed in the summer. He signed an extension. I'm pretty sure. They announced it after, like, as soon as the transfer window shut, I think, or something like that, or after there was some bad news and we announced him. I think apparently Turnbull's got an option and it's been triggered. So if he was to leave, we'd get a fee. O'Connor's out of contract. Wood's out of contract. This is what I'd go and try and get Norris, either on a season-long loan or on a permanent. He's not going to get in a Liverpool team, is he? Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but we've seen him for like 2 or 3 games.
Yeah, but he used to play for us. He's good enough for us. He's more than good enough. And he's this kind of player, if we want to be signing, like the Bristow thing, you want to sign these players and go, the sad thing is that's where we are as a club, and that's what lower league football has turned into. It's not let's sign a player because they're good and we'll have them for, you know, like Jeb Brannan, for instance, or, you know, Malkin. We'll have them for 5 or 6 seasons and then maybe that we'll sell them. Now it's, if we get someone who's good, oh, then if we can hang on to them for an entire season, then sell them, that's good. Or maybe they'll be sold in Jan if they're that good. It's the state of the game. That's another podcast though, isn't it? The state of football. When we start on that one.
So that'll be a 3-hour record every other day.
Every single day. So then, go on. What are we thinking for the rest of the season? You said, Jake, you take 12th. I'd take 12th right now. We're not that far off, I don't think. But
no, we're not. And as I think we will end up there or thereabouts. But as I say, 2-3 months ago, I really, really, really thought
we were bottom at one point, weren't we?
I there was a point I was saying to people, it's 2 out of 3. With Sutton United, Forest Green, Tranmere Rovers, that was my genuine belief that 2 out of them 3 teams were going down, and we felt like we were all confirmed to be bottom three, and we just had to be better than them two. I say now there's like a 15-point-ish gap on them, and I can't see us slipping back to them.
It would have to be a real. I look at the
disaster.
Yeah, I look at the squad now, and we're playing in the players we've got, and I just think that there's just more than enough there, isn't there? We've seen when we're on our day, and with Norris to come back, and by all accounts, I think he's playing, isn't he, in the behind closed doors game this week, and that there was like if it goes well, he might even make the bench for Saturday, but that would be a push. I think it'll be the game after, which I'm not sure what it is. I'll have to check, but if we could get him back for the last 2 months of the season. That'd be a big boost, wouldn't it? Like a serious boost. Forest. Oh, there you go. It's Forest Green away on the 24th, which, you know, it's too tough. They're both close to each other. We've got Forest Green and Swindon. We've got Forest Green on the 24th and Swindon away on the 27th, a Tuesday night there.
Wow. I mean,
they're two big games. And then we've got Sutton at home the following Saturday. I mean, you'd like to think, wouldn't you, there, if we can beat Forest Green on the 24th and then beat Sutton on the 2nd, you'd look at that and go, job done.
That exact back-to-back fixtures was what turned the boat last time, of that absolute piss-poor performance against Stockport. Let's pretend the FA Cup didn't happen, if we're just talking about the league here.
Gladly.
That piss poor performance against Stockport was followed immediately by the Forest Green game.
Where 3-0.
We win that 3-0. And then we end up drawing with Sutton with a late goal, didn't we? But at that time, I'd have took 4 points out of Forest Green and Sutton, definitely.
Yeah.
But it's a coincidence. Maybe it's not a coincidence whatsoever. But we've gone Stockport, battered by Stockport, beat Forest Green, then went on that magnificent run, only losing one away to Walsall until New Year. And now our next two fixtures are Stockport and Forest Green. So even if we lose on Saturday, beat Stockport and then only lose one out of the last 15, sounds good to me.
Jake, I like your thoughts and I wish to subscribe to your newsletter.
Good, because last time we let you two have your thoughts, you had us winning the league and, well, Paul ruined it for everyone.
Whoa. Okay, yeah, I'm glad. I thought you were putting me in with Paul Harper there.
No, I apologise for even making you think you were in the same category as Paul.
Apology accepted, Jake. Good having Jake back, Paul, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a bit like when we got James Norwood on.
I was about to say, Paul, joining us on the line, your good, close personal friend, Mr. Jay Norwood. Are you thinking the same, Paul? It's just very much, these next three, like, obviously the next four games there, Stockport at home, away at Forest Green, away at Swindon, and Sutton at home. Would you almost take a defeat on Saturday if it meant beating Sutton and Forest Green? That, realistically, they're more important games to win in the grand scheme, aren't they? Or are they? Are you worried at all?
I'm not worried, but that literally... Because I know you mentioned 50 points before. I don't think...
No, I've said this, Jake. I don't think it's going to be that this year.
I'd be shocked.
It's not even going to be 40.
I'd be shocked, yeah, if them two are 35.
And you think they'll get that little?
They're on 22 and 23 now. We're on 37. So they've got 15 games to get 15 points and sort of currently got... Well, we've sort of got 14 games to get 16 points to get above us if we don't pick up another point now. And they've only picked up 22 points out of the first 32 games. I can't see it. I think them two will end somewhere high 30s. So we're probably a win away from just fucking banishing them two.
Be nice, wouldn't it?
Could still catch Colchester and Grimsby, which wouldn't be the end of the world because they're not the fucking nicest away days, are they?
No, I mean, I was just looking there. I thought what we were when we got relegated in 2015, we got 39 points.
Oh, did we?
I thought. Yeah. But, like, do you know what? Our goal difference is good this year. We're still. Are we on minus now?
That is mind-blowing, that.
Our goal difference?
Yeah. Like, when you look at us to the rest of the league.
It stands out, doesn't it?
And somehow, like, if you go higher up the league, Harrogate. I know they took an absolute beating last night, actually. So, yeah, let's ignore Harrogate. Gillingham are on ninth. 10 points more than us with minus seven.
Even Morecambe, minus one. We're on zero now after the last couple of defeats. But, like, it is an aberration in the, in the bottom half. It's mental.
Gillingham are on the outside the playoffs on goal difference.
Yeah, minus seven.
But somehow they're on. How do you pick up? Let me see the results. You can carry on talking a minute.
Well, do you know what? I've been doing this over the last couple of weeks. I feel like we've been like 8 or 9 points off the playoffs since like the turn of the year.
Yeah, every time
we lose, it's like, oh, we're not. But we're now what? We're 10 off the playoffs. It's gone, right? So you look at it now, and I just think if we'd have held on against MK Dons, we'd have beaten Donny, and if we'd have won last night, there's seven extra points. And this, you shouldn't ever do this, but yeah, that's what I've been doing. You look at that now, Paul, we'd be three off the playoffs and we'd be, you know what I mean? If we'd have just, there's basics there. If we do, the basics would have been done in them games. Points against MK Dons, we beat Doncaster by just being clinical and not making mistakes. And again, last night, we're 2-0 up. Just get the job done. You know, after either slot that away or square it to Saunders, it's 3-1, it's game over. We'd be three off the playoffs.
Imagine
sickener,
innit? Until November. Imagine we were just absolutely useless till October. We
turned it around
in August, September, and just turned it around a month earlier. You can probably add 10 points on.
Even another, like say, another 6 points, we'd be four off the playoffs. We'd be right in there. And it's like this is what I was saying before about how this league is so poor on the whole. Think how bad we've been for such long spells, and yet. If we'd have had two more wins, we'd be right in there. And the Barrow game, we could have won that. That was, that could have gone either way, that game. And that's been the case, I think, over the last couple of games. They've all been one-goal games, haven't they? No one's turned us over. Barrow was 1-0. Last night was 3-2. MK Dons was 2-1. Doncaster was 2-1. Even the Grimsby win was 2-1. But I thought we did deserve that game, really. We never got out of second gear. It's them little wins. I remember, the seven-game winning streak under Mickey? I think only one of them was by more than one goal, and that was the final one. The Carlisle was 3-0. There were so many, Exeter away was 1-0. Crewe at home was 1-0. I think there was a 2-1 in there. It was one-goal wins. You just squeak out them wins, but sometimes that's what you need. And I feel like if there's another run in us this year, and I don't know if there is, it could be one of them. Where we just go, look, I don't know if we're that type of team, though, under Adkins. He wants us to play, doesn't he? And he wants us to be... Yeah, that's what baffled me last night, was why we stopped after the first 10 minutes doing what had worked so well. Like, I even said in his post-match, he went, I don't know why we stopped. He was telling me, he went, keep going in behind. Saunders is doing them. They can't cope with him. You know, a penalty and a goal in the first 10 minutes from going in behind and then pressurising and pressing them up the top of the pitch. It was crazy, wasn't it? I said as a joke when we scored the second, they went too early. Scored too early, these. Don't like it. And in the back of my head, I was going, we'll lose 3-2. Thinking, surely we won't. You know, it's a tramway thing to do. Remember that Barnsley game? Aldo's last game?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was similar, wasn't it? Don't think we scored quite as early, but it was 2-0 at half-time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The good old days, Paul.
Yeah, it's happened far too many times, unfortunately.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time we did it, though, the other way.
No.
2-0 down to 3-2.
Maidstone away, or was it?
No, that was 2-1. Paul Harper's last commentary game, that was. We spoke about that. Yeah, I can't remember. Anyone, last time we came back from 2-0 down to win 3-2 or 4-2.
Definitely happened in the last few years. I just need to...
Oh, it was Gateshead. Hello. We won 4-2. Cookie scored all four.
What a player.
That's what I'm thinking. Yo, it raised a smile on my face on Saturday after we got beaten. We 2-1. And I said, I quickly put Sky Sports News on. And it just on the ticker at the bottom, it said 0-0, Wrexham Bradford, Cook missed penalty. And I thought, oh, he's going to be getting dog's abuse. And then it flashed up, Cook, 90 minutes. And in my head, I just went, you know, don't care. If he scored that in front of the away fans, he's running directly to the home fans, isn't he? Oh, he will have sprinted to them. He is hands on his ears, shushing them.
There's a picture after he headed off the corner and he stood in the bottom of the stand. That's at our end, to be fair, but he stood in the bottom of the stand and it's great.
Oh, he got booked for it, didn't he? Even though he his momentum took him over in that game. We should probably talk about that. Like some people are annoyed about is anyone going to go to Wrexham away? I know they're doing like a ballot thing for it, aren't they? I think we've got 1,000. We're on the side now, the away support, aren't they? They've turned the old away end into the home end while the other end's... Is it getting redeveloped, is it, the old terrace?
Yeah, the crop end,
Are they turning it into a stand or are they making it a terrace again?
They're putting a temporary stand there for the rest of the season.
Oh, are they?
Might be done by the end of this month. And then they're getting planning permission to do a proper big stand behind the goal there.
You think they should do like rail seating or something would be good there? Cause, you know,
yeah.
I miss terracing. Don't know about yous.
Mm.
Yeah.
But,
And we're in the league.
Maybe going to
there were some good terraces we went in the National League, Jake. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, Southport away was always a nice little... Southport away, for some reason, a lot of the time fell in August, which was nice.
Yeah, it did twice, didn't it?
It's always in August. And you get a little bit of... If you get the weather right, that little terrace bit behind the goal is superb.
Little sun trap.
But, I've completely forgot what I was going to say now. I'm not even applying for Wrexham. I made a pact before the start of the season that I was not going to Wrexham home. I'll watch it on the telly. I'm not going to Wrexham home all the way.
The home game was not pleasant.
Out and they're so... I'm fully expecting a loss at both Wrexham fixtures and I'm currently 50% right.
Yeah, I mean, I think... Is it April we play them? It's a bit of a way away, isn't it? Let me check. Or was it March?
And I know that's poor as a supporter, but I can't bring myself to do it.
No, Jake, I was exactly the same. Oh, it's the day before Paddy's, day 16th. So like a month away. It is one of them where more often than not in the past, we've gone into games with Wrexham going, you know, we're more than capable of beating these. If not, I expect us, you know, I know in my head we're a better side than them, but anything can happen. In this one, you're going in going, we can get out, if we can get out with a point, don't get beat. But then again, on our day, if we can play how we can, you know, get Robbie Actors on this game, you know, Norris will be back. Can we go there and give them a game? Can we beat them? That'd be nice, wouldn't it? But again, I will not be going, like.
But I just do think they'll beat us, unfortunately. Yeah. But they do leave themselves wide open.
They do.
A lot of their games are proper ding-dong high scorers.
Yeah, which was why it was so annoying that we didn't lay a finger on them back in September, innit?
Yes.
Their first clean sheet of the season, that was. Pathetic. Ugh. Good old days, weren't they, Paul, then?
Yeah, absolutely.
Your boy Dorsey. Your boy Dorsey there. Your best pal. Paul Harper's best man at his wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, wait there. No, Paul, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we should probably congratulate Jake.
Yeah, well, it's Valentine's Day as we record.
Yeah, oh, wait there. I mean, sorry, commiserate Jake for ruining his life.
Yes, congratulations.
Do you know what? I couldn't watch any football on Saturday, you know, after that.
Oh, ruined it. But see, there you go, a peek into the rest of your life.
Fool, done it first thing in the morning. Who does that? First thing in the morning, and then the rest of the day is an occasion. I should have waited until after, at least, after
5 o'clock.
Probably after the R5 kickoff. Get it done at like 7 o'clock, and then I could have had all day to myself.
Yeah.
I really was regretting that at about half time.
Just trying to check your accumulator, like, fucking hell. And you're like, I'm just checking the notifications on the Instagram post as you're on Skybet.
Just replying to me, congratulations, cash out.
Just need a corner in the fucking. Yes, yeah, so Jake is now engaged to his lovely Mrs. Lydia. Oh, you've been with her, haven't you? Was it high school? Did you go to school with her?
I was 18, so I'm 28 this year. I was 18.
Testimonial.
Best years of my life wasted, yeah.
100%, mate. What have you done? God almighty.
Exactly. I was already committed because I'd gave away the best years of my life. You know, I was in my pomp then.
Yeah.
Now I'm on the decline, so I've got to be sensible with my choices.
I mean, you know, all I'll say, Jake, is if you'd have killed her the day you met her, you'd be out by now.
Oh, absolutely, plead guilty on manslaughter.
It's a fair cop, Gov. But then, you know, you've done enough time over the last few years, haven't you? So, petty crime. Petty crime is what you do.
To be honest, with my record, I probably wouldn't be out now.
No, we're not wearing a first offence, was it?
My string of offences.
Yeah, well-known, nerdy well. I mean, don't think, I mean, my missus doesn't listen to this, God, heaven forbid. But don't think now that, I swear, all anyone's doing that I know, right, everyone I know, pretty much, like, every friend, my oldest friends, my newest friends, friends through Tranmere, through five-a-side, six-a-side, from my school days, through bar, through everyone's proposing to the missus. And it's like, I think this is a organised attempt to put pressure on me. It's as simple as that.
We went through that with kids, to be honest.
Oh, bad, innit?
I swear, Lydia follows 600 people on Instagram.
And they've all got a kid.
Within a three-week period, all of them announced pregnancies.
And you're like,
one except me.
That's your, do you know what? That's your last string of hope, then, to you know, keep a hold of your life and your youth.
Proper Illuminati stuff, isn't it?
It is. Them. It's them, isn't it? What they're doing. Mm. They're doing. They're up to something.
Why is it trying to get me?
Typical. Get on GB News. Tell them as it is. I've said to Tash, like, every time she brings it up, or one of her friends or family bring it up at her behest, I add another 12 months on. it's like Jordan Turnbull's contract. She triggers an extension.
We're currently on a 6-year delay.
I'm like, listen, I don't make the rules. I just enforce them. Add another 12 months on. There you go. A few grand in my back pocket for another few years, isn't it?
Jesus Christ, yeah. Let's not talk about that.
Oh, it's a sickener, isn't it, mate? That's another thing put me off. I'm like, no thanks. No. For Valentine's Day, it's sort of money I spend on it. I was like, we don't do Valentine's Day, really, but we got each other a card, just a silly card. And then I was like, oh, I saw something on, it come up on TikTok shop, but I was like, I'm not buying it off there. It'll come in about a year's time. So I went on Amazon and got it. And it's just this little, like, stuffed toy about the size of, like, half an iPhone. And it's a little stuffed, like, potato with a smiley face. And he's holding a sign that goes, I am just a little positive potato, given, like, you can do it today. It's like a guy who stands at the side of the Tour de France with a sign, but he's like a little potato. She loved it. Best gift I ever got her. Ridiculous. £4.
Lydia got a birthday card the other day. I don't know the price of it. It went off me. And, nothing says I'm thinking about you like a piece of folded up cardboard.
Doesn't make, does it?
Cards like that.
Yeah. Ridiculous, isn't it? What is a card? Do you know what I mean? How much is that card? £3. Just give us £3. I'll get a meal deal with it. Do you know what I mean?
So important.
Yeah. Oh. Anyway, congratulations, mate. When's your stag do?
Oh, well, that has been every lad I've spoken to for this question.
It's the only reason anyone gets married, isn't it? Realistically. The woman's like, oh, I want this and that at the wedding, blah, 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 blah. And you're like, yeah, crack on. Right, lads, group chat, stag do, let's get it sorted. That's the difference.
We booked an engagement venue before, so I'll send you. It, we'll be putting it all out later when once we finalise the list. Obviously, you two will be on the list, so I'll send you it later.
Yes, please.
But I said to the fella, like, I got in touch with him first, got a source of blah, blah, blah. And then I said to him, I was like, right. He gave Lydia, like, a card of his number on. And I was like, right, good. I'm glad you've got that now because I've done my bit.
Yeah.
And just waiting. You, like, because he was going on about fucking colours of the room and all that. And I thought,
listen.
Yeah, man, I'll wait until April and I'll just have a bevy. And yeah, it's between now and then, this is all on you, Lyd. And then tag me back in when it comes to, like,
the day before.
Tag do's and that.
Yeah, 100%. You've done your way. You put the first spade in the ground. Yeah. Now she takes over. And then when it's fully built and finished, you walk in. There you go. The job of a man with these things. Job done. Get that stag do plan. That's the most important thing in your life right now.
Oh, 100%. I can't wait to. I've been told I'm not allowed to do that until other things are booked. So I can't wait to finalise. It's making me want to rush everything else so I can start looking into the good bit.
Lydia, if you're listening, you need to get cracking, love. Get going quick because, you know, important things need doing here. Get that.
And
get
by
that.
The way, this will get back to her. I don't know how. Everything.
100%. Well, she's listening now somehow. Don't know how.
If you're listening to this and you're going to tell your bird who might know Lydia, or you might know Lydia, or you're a bird who knows Lydia, just...
Confidentiality agreements.
I'm going to be in. If she could hear me now, and it's an argument I'm not wanting.
All I'm going to say, this isn't ending well for you, is it? Do you know what I mean?
Well,
but anyway, congratulations, mate. All the best.
Right.
All the best.
Don't.
Oh, dearie me. So then, Tramia.
Are we happy for Big Night? Where you were saying about contracts for next year? Are we happy for Big Night for next year?
You know what? I mean, considering where we were when he took over and how he even got us playing, you know, 100%. I give him a full preseason. And look, we come back to this, though, every year. Get the fucking recruitment right.
Yeah.
I mean, Christ.
The only worry I have, and it's not really a major worry, but I feel like he was part of the recruitment this year. Well, was part of the recruitment this year, which went.
Yeah. Crazy.
So let's maybe pass that ban to someone else, hopefully, and just let him do what he's proven to still be good at, which is managing the team.
Yeah.
Well, it depends who he passes it to.
Could they do worse than in the last 5 years?
It can't be anywhere.
Who has fingers in pies, then it might not be a good move. But
no, apparently he's not involved anymore, that guy, is he?
Yes, okay.
Don't want to put names out there, but we all know who we're talking about. I mean, look, right, when they went last year, what was it, the most prepared we've ever been? Bollocks. Mm. And then it was like, we did extensive scouting on Christian Dennis. What, you mean the leading scorer for Carlisle who got promoted? You don't need to scout someone who's 32 and scoring 20 goals. Just go, he's good, isn't he? Yeah, I could have told you that. Like,
it sucks. We've done extensive scouting on Lionel Messi.
Yeah,
we decided he's a good player.
It's ridiculous, isn't it? You want to be scouting the players like Bristow. You go, oh, that was some good scouting. And Cogley, they're the players you want to be scouting and going, or you're apter, these kind of players. It's good. It will be an interesting summer. I think, you know, you look at who's he going to get in. Has he got pull within the game? You know, he's well thought of, isn't he? He's earned the right to have a full summer pre-season and get his players in and his style of play. You can see, like, when you say that there is a style of play there that he's trying to do, and I don't think some of these players can do it. So it will be nice to have, because we haven't had a style of play in years, have we, really? Do you know what I mean? Where you go, this is how we play football. And you see a lot of teams coming towards now. I said it last night. I was like, it's mental, this. I was like, we're playing Morecambe in League Two. And look at them. Their keeper passes it to a centre-half every time from a goal kick, and they play it out. Morecambe, for God's sake. And that's not a dig at them. It's just more of a case of, you know, you used to think of Morecambe for years, didn't you? As they were always a big physical Kevin Ellison playing for them. You went there and it was, you know, it was a physical battle, wasn't it? They had big lads, and it was a physical battle. And now they played some good football last night. They were a good side. You look at MK Dons the other week, good side. Notts County. I've said recently, do you know, I'd love, and I think there's a place for it, for a team to come about in like the Championship or League One and just be a long ball team, direct, big fella up top, little pacey winger, big set of halves, and like, honestly, but just smash it, get promoted to the Prem and cause problems and like, you know, be actually successful. Like Cambridge were in like the late 80s, early 90s, where they went from the conference all the way to the cusp of the Premier League with Dion Dublin and like Claridge and that, them players. John Beck was the name, wasn't he? Was their manager. I don't think, when you look at like teams who play Man City and you go, don't try and play them at their own game. Get a fucking big fella up top and just hit him. They won't. These teams now.
All teams.
Give it a go. Get it. Look, here's what you need to do, Paul. Here's my advice. Get it in the mixer. Right. If you're at the back, get rid of it. Okay. Yeah. That's it. Don't care where you've got the ball. If you're in your own final third, just get rid of it. Don't pass it. Get rid of it. Hoof it. Get red. Okay. Once you get near the opponent's box, okay, get it in the mixer. Just get it in the mixer, okay? And then when it's in the mixer, get it in the onion bag. Job done. There you go.
Well, three
simple rules to football.
Right, you know what? Let's get us in. And this season, we'll just get a big fucking whiteboard. We'll have one in the changing room, in the on the training pitch. You name it, as you leave the ground, and it'll just say, clear, mixer, onion.
Yeah.
Done.
And if you try and play a pass at the back, it's just, that's it, fine. £100, fine. Yeah. Gone. No, send you're on loan to Chester, son. See you later. They pass it about down there in the National League North, not us, pal. We get rid of it. Get rid. Wait there. Are you 50 yards out from goal? Get it in the mixer. Is it in the mixer? Get it in the onion bug. Simple as that.
Have you crossed that little white line in the middle of the pitch?
Get it in the mixer.
Please put it in the mixer.
The first available opportunity, get it in that mixer. That'd be, me and my mate have said for years, if there was like a League Two football game, forget the old like FIFA where it's like short pass, through ball, cross. You'd be three, but well, you'd have tackle and it would be like, you know, slide tackle. So one button. That's the only button you've got for like tackling is like wild tackle. You haven't got like any, you know, like hustle for the ball. And then when you've got the ball, if you're in your own half, it's get red. That's the only button that works. Then if you're in near the final third, it's in the mixer is one button. And then if you get close enough though, then that in the mixer button becomes get it in the onion bag, have a go. That's it. So you only need one button for the whole game, to be honest.
You just constantly tap an X.
Yeah, just have the X button, get rid of everything else. Simple as that. Yeah.
Like see these streamers work with that.
Exactly. Ridiculous, innit, Paul? You're kind of person. You're old school, aren't you, Paul? In more ways than one.
No, I'm going to have to go in a minute.
Oh, God, listen to him.
Just saying.
Probably
going to...
Go on.
Going to wrap this thing up, or are we going
to waffle
on?
You off to do another piece on Radio Merseyside, are you, Paul?
No.
Paul Radio Merseyside Harper, they're calling you at the minute, aren't they?
One game.
You're against clear mixer onion bag, or are you for clear mixer onion bag? Just to be clear.
Oh no, for it, yeah. Oh, all the teams play the same way these days. You need to be different.
Everyone tries to copy Man City, don't they? Or like the old Barcelona. That is like
goes round and comes round. Well, the mullets are coming back, and so are the long balls.
Good, I hope comes back. Okay.
Long balls.
The tight shorts from the 80s, again, bring them back. I'm talking like Maradona, 1986, tight shorts.
We'll just do everything like that. We'll reset the kiss.
Maybe they'll do everything that Maradona did. I'm just saying, yeah.
I don't mean Maradona, I just mean everything like this. Reset the kiss, everyone's in short shorts. You're only allowed to play if you've got a muzzy.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah.
We'll get it all going.
Yeah, if you want to play centre half for us, grow that muzzy, mate. Shave that bit, Turnbull, shave that beard, but keep that muzzy.
Oh, he'd be perfect, captain. Good start. Good head of hair, too. Goes a long way.
Yeah, and do you know what? I think he'd be good at just getting rid of it. Get rid of it. Turnbull, get rid of it.
Black boots, though, if you've been in the cinema, on this pink and
nonsense. Nonsense, Paul, isn't it? Yeah. Copa Mundiales or Tiempos only?
Yeah. Human Kings.
Yeah. Yeah. Bring it back. Oh.
Game's gone. Game's gone.
Here we go. Right, okay, 20 past four, Greenwich Mean Time, on the 14th of February 2024, we've officially decided that the game's gone.
It's and official. You know, yeah. When we're playing with this ACs team and the Muzzies, yeah. You know, if anyone tries to blue card us, we don't know what a blue card means, so you can piss off, because you haven't got none of them in the ACs.
No. Just push the ref like the can you? Play on.
Blue card on. Is not part of the rules.
I thought the blue card is what you use at Domino's to get, like, NHS discounts, isn't it? Isn't that a blue card discount?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I had a... I suppose you'd say it. Yeah.
We can get money off players. Yeah, we can get money off Paul Lewis's fucking wages.
I was going to say, the Crocs we've been signing, it's like we've been signing them from the NHS the last couple of years, isn't it? Jesus Christ, you're blimey.
Paul, your wages are 20% down this week. Sorry, we've applied the blue light card.
No wonder he resigned. Oh, sorry, sacked. He was sacked, wasn't he? Forgot about that.
Paul Lewis?
I meant Paul
no,
Lewis.
No, you. Oh, I thought Paul Harper.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, Paul Harper went under.
They're not still paying me, trust me.
Weren't paying you when you worked there, were they?
That's not paying you when you were there.
Oh, Paul, Jake, we did, I don't know if you listened to one of the last ones, we did a little bit of an expose on all the shite that happened but I never officially worked for the club, so I'm legally, you can't come after me. It's the pair of you that I'm worried about. Especially Paul.
I work on that pod, so.
No, that's so Paul, again, Paul?
As we know, Paul's got very good lawyers.
Well, he needs them, doesn't he? The sort of things he does in his private life. Jesus.
Someone will listen to this pod and will have listened to all the pods and think, you know what? I'd love to know what Paul gets up to, because by all sounds, he's a bad man.
Yeah, well, he is. The truth comes out eventually, doesn't it?
Someone somewhere really thinks you are rotten to the core, Paul.
Yeah, they're going to be sorely disappointed when they find
out. Yeah, if you've seen The Usual Suspects, I would just say he's like Paul's like Kaiser Sose. You know, the mastermind, more than meets the eye. On the surface, you wouldn't think it, but behind this closed doors, you better watch yourself, because Paul Hollywood Harper's out there. Walking the streets.
Not wrong. Not wrong one bit.
Anyway, that was This Is Chammy. A good chat, you up. It's good having Jake back on, wasn't it? Good having all three of us back on.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah. Hold it, please.
The boys are back in town. So then, thoughts. Well, you know, why don't we say, where are we going to be? Should we aim to do another one in a couple of weeks? We should probably do one before the Wrexham game, shouldn't we? That means we've got... oh my god, I've Chammy done this for some season ticket cards on sale on Saturday, is it?
Mm.
Why is that? That's on my, I've literally got a reminder on my calendar on my iPhone. I didn't add that on.
Nasty. Told you.
Oh god, just when things can't get any worse. So we've got Stockport.
Good time to launch him.
Good times, bad times. The 1996-97 season review.
Could we try and get in after the Sutton game? Because that's what we've been touching on today, isn't it? The Stockport.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea, you know, Jake. That's like 3 weeks' time. After Saturday the 2nd of March, the Sutton game, yeah. Mm. That's a good show.
And that's, hopefully, I'll take 9 points out of that. I don't know. I think six of them are going to be Forest Green and Sutton.
I'd take 9 points right now at the next 12, 100%.
Give me a win out of either Stockport or Swindon. But realistically, I do think we can and should get six, but I'd be very happy with nine.
I'd take six. I'd love nine.
I'd be disappointed with less than six, honestly, playing.
Do you reckon playing at the bottom two?
And hopeless. And the Sutton game being at home. I will be disappointed with less than 6 points.
Yeah. Well, why don't we say we'll reconvene 3 weeks today? That would be Wednesday, the 6th of March, or there or thereabouts. Like, yeah, after the Sutton game, but before the Gillingham away game. And then we can see where we were. I'd love 9 points. I'd love 12. You know, another four. Hey, another four wins on the bounce. Back in contention. You never know. Or we get 0 points. And we'll
we do now.
Paul Negative Harper.
Again.
Right then, give us a follow on the socials at This Is Tramia, at My Hibbert on Twitter, at My Hibbert 17 on Insta. We are at This Is Tramia on all, like Insta, We haven't got a TikTok. We don't do that sort of stuff, do we? It's hard for, you know, we don't do videos, do we? So there's no content for us. But at this is Tram, at JakeKeoHH, we think, and at Paul Harper 82. Any final thoughts, boys, before we wrap it up?
Up the Rovs, no?
Up the Rovs. Get red, get it in the mixer, get it in the onion bag.
Yeah, that's the approach for Saturday. Let them, let Ethan Bristow, pile on over behind Ethan Bristow.
Yeah, hit that long diagonal.
From there.
Hit that long diag to Robbie Apter and Saunders.
In the mixer from there. Yeah. Pro sense of
Don't
front.
Need to say any more than that.
Yeah. Up the fucking stand, man.
Too early.